This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill.
The country's gross domestic product grew at 0.8% during the first 3 months of the year, an upward revision of the Commerce Department's initial and more paltry 0.5% estimate. Today, though, we thought we'd take a step back and ask if we pay too much attention to the GDP. It's a calculation that got its start back with the Great Depression and is meant to measure a country's overall economic welfare. Dirk Philipson is a professor at Duke University. He's also the author of The Little Big Number, How GDP Came to Rule the World and What to Do About It. Dirk, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Let's start with the history of the GDP. Can you talk me through this number and sort of how it came about?
So GDP is an enormously important number, much more important than most people realize. And it came about as a response to the Great Depression because people didn't know what was going on. But important to realize is that it is not an objective number of the economy. It is just a number that very subjectively looks at mere output and mere activities in the market. And so I would argue today it is an irrational obsession that is driving us off the cliff.
Why do you call it an irrational obsession?
Because according to that logic, the more we turn life into commodities, trees into two-by-fours, fossils into fuels, atmosphere into carbon dumps, lakes into resorts, and so on, the better. Why is that a problem? Because in this regime, things like oil spills, accidents, or addictions are the most favorable events because they add money to the economy because they require a lot of goods and services.
Would shifting the lens actually change the way you and I live?
It's not a lens. It's how we measure things. So let me give you just one brief example. If you were to what economists call internalize the externalities of burning fossil fuels, like a gallon of gasoline, if the price of that gallon of gasoline were to include all the external costs, such as pollution and health implications and so on and so forth, it would probably be something like $16 a gallon. Now, this is just one of literally millions of examples, but you can see that if a gallon of gasoline were $16, i.e. reflecting the true cost of burning that gallon of gasoline, where you live, what you drive, whether we support public transportation or roads, whether we live in the city or in suburbs, all of that would immediately change.
Why is the GDP the number we're so fixated on?
Well, in part, it is because it is the one indicator of prosperity of the official economy as it currently is constructed. So it is important because if that number goes down, what we, of course, usually see then is unemployment going up, investments going down, and a lot of bad things happening. So in fact, because it is the definition of the economy, what I'm arguing is that the definition of what we mean by the official economy would also have to change.
But we do need some sense of how our economy is doing, right? So what are the alternatives?
We need to essentially have metrics that reflect what people want. And they need to reflect an economy that serves the benefit of people and not turn it upside down as it is currently, where people and nature are serving the economy.
Dirk Philipson is author of The Little Big Number, How GDP Came to Rule the World and What to Do About It. Thanks so much.
Thank you.